You know, I want to say thanks again to our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing, for bringing you this show. They just like to find physical therapists' jobs. So where do you want to go? So how about this? Sign up at ptpinecast.com, and Arias is going to hook you up with a $500 gift card to Southwest Airlines. Where do you want to fly? That's because Arias can get you a job anywhere in the U.S. So hit ptpinecast.com and then decide where you want to go when you win. All from our friends at Arias Medical Staffing. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. Live from the American Physical Therapy Association's National Student Conclave.
Ignite. 5 minutes, 20 slides, and no control.
This is Ignite. All right, since I was able to give an Ignite talk this year, I wanted to be able to share that audio with you. So take a listen. I talk about something really near and dear to my heart, both in my former and current careers. The topic of my talk was communication is currency. Why you need to pay attention to what you're doing when you communicate with patients and how it can advance your career as a physical therapist. So take a listen. Here's my Ignite talk from 2017's National Student Conclave.
I'm here to tell you guys that there's a problem. It's bad news. Good news is you can solve it. I'm leading with the end. All right. If you remember one thing from this conversation, just one, that's it. There's a problem, but you can solve it. That's the look we get a lot of times when we tell people we're PTs or PTAs. Kind of confusing. It's something to do with a rotator cuff or a pelvic floor? I don't know where that is. But we can't understand why. We're here so we just want to scream and look like Macaulay Culkin. I mean, we can transform society, optimizing movement, improving the human experience. Why is that so difficult to understand? But here's the thing, that's on us, not society. So if you want to solve a problem, the first thing you have to do is admit you have one. Hi, we're physical therapists, and we have a problem. We're great at doing the thing that we do, helping people transform. We're just not great at communicating it, right? No pressure. Your job, your profession, all the patients you might one day help, it's all riding on you. Take that all in. So no pressure. Just breathe in and breathe out. This is a pause for the slide. There we go. Cash money. Communication can be valuable, all right? Can go a long way. It can take all the skills you learn in PT school and make you and your patients transform even further. I'm going to tell you how we can do that. You ready? I said, are you ready? Yeah. Know your audience, all right? Cole Galloway, but no Cole Galloway, he said, know your patient really, 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 really well. Six reallys, very important. If you're working with patients post-stroke, they're with you an hour a day or a week. Make sure you know what they're doing the other 23. That is my gammy. You will all say, aw. Do you talk the same way in front of your gammy that you do in front of your best friend? If I did, she would wash my olive. No good. So know who you're talking to and cater to it. Listen, it's important. It tells the audience or your patients that you are there for them. Think about it. It took them a long time to get through the healthcare system to get to you. Make sure you listen. Wah, 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 wah. Listening and hearing are two different things. I'll make it clear. I have heard what Charlie Brown's mom sounds like. I've never been able to listen to her. I can't understand her. Listen, don't just hear. Be honest. Your communication will go further. As soon as somebody senses something dishonest about it, we tune out. You know, we just check out. Where is that going? So make sure what you're saying is honestly what you're thinking. Be clear. Decide what you want to say, how you want to say it, and then do that. That's it. No more, no less. Don't muddy the water with your communication. You can do the awe again, too. Be like Braden. Short and sweet. Also, one day, Braden will be president. It's my best friend's son right there. But make sure you don't put too much in there. Silence is golden. Duct tape is silver. Sometimes silence is a great form of communication. In fact, it lets a different form of communication take place. More than 90% of communication is nonverbal. Now, you might be saying, this guy's got a degree in communications, he worked in radio. This is where a good PT would disclose their biases. Yes, I do have all of those, except I'm going to bring in somebody else. Chad Cook from Duke University last year doing his Pauline Sarasoli lecture said this: does cognitive intelligence drive improvements in our profession, or is this more an issue of passion and the gifts associated with communication? Thank you, Chad, for making my point there. So you've been inspired. You've been ignited. You're going to hear some more speeches the rest of the weekend. You're going to meet some amazing PTs. My question to you going forward is, what's your voice going to say? Will you communicate? So your mission, and I hope you do choose to accept it, is while you're working on your differential diagnosis and your manual skills, don't forget something that might not be covered in the syllabus. Make sure you know how to communicate. Otherwise, what's it for? I told you it was coming back, the end and the beginning. There is a problem, but you can solve it. But make sure you work on it, and this thing we call physical therapy will go a lot further. Thank you.
So that was my talk. And as I walked off stage, a huge sigh of relief, because when you do this whole podcast or radio thing, you don't have 2,000 students looking at you. And from a guy who's done this before numerous times, Jason Bellamy, joins me right now. I'll be honest, kind of different. I mean, I was excited when you guys asked me to do it, but then when you get up there, you're like, I've really got to bring it now.
Well, first of all, the shoe's not on the other foot, but the microphone's in the other hand. So it's nice to be able to talk to you about something you did outside this podcast. But you had the experience of a live audience, kind of giving you that feedback. I know you've done that, obviously, with some of your other PT Pintcast episodes. But, those Ignite speeches, when you do them right, and man, everybody this year really did them right, they're awesome. But what was that experience like for you, kind of talking on those time slides, going through that? Was that nerve-wracking or fun or what?
You know, like leading up to it, like I'm not really shy in terms of presenting, but yeah, when you really force someone to be, you know, on time or knowing that anything can kind of happen and things can, you know, get out of control in a, you know, good or fun way, it was hard. Practicing for it. And then we did, you know, people don't know this, but we did like the run through, and that was great on the APTA's part, because that was really like a great time to fail with no one really watching. But then once we got going, it was more comfortable, because you have that feedback. It was weird doing the run through in front of 10 people versus a full room. It was actually easier with more people, but you know, definitely exhilarating, definitely more fun, and you feel that energy, and you get amped, and then the audience feels that, and it just keeps going.
Yeah, there was great energy that day, and that's what's so fun about those Ignite speeches at NSC. And you're right, you know, in the rehearsal, having done it the year before, I told everybody, here's what we're going to do. We're going to rehearse this, and it's going to suck, and then we're going to do it live, and it's going to be great. And that's pretty much what usually happens, although, you know, when you're Keaton Ray, you nail it both times.
Right, of course.
So let's talk about the themes of what you talk about. They were actually a little bit similar to what I talked about when I did my Ignite a year ago, which was kind of the importance of communication. And,
right.
And you took it from a different angle. And when I talked about it, kind of one of the messages that I really wanted to get across was communication skills are going to help PTs, PTAs, and students across the spectrum of their careers, you know, whether it's patient care, but also advocacy or marketing or job interviews. You know, it doesn't matter. That's just such a valuable skill. So my question for you is there an area where you feel that, you know, PTs, PTAs, and students as a whole need to step up their communications game? Is there an area where they probably need to put more focus into it than they might already?
Yeah, I actually think it's ironic. It's the area of be short and sweet. That was one of my, you know, kind of points to hit, because
I feel like, and myself included, when I was a student, especially on practicals, man, I was tripping all over the place, and I used to get paid to talk for a living, but you have so much in your head, and whether it's a professor on a practical or a patient, and you have your CI over your shoulder, you kind of just want to get as much of it out as you can to show, to quote, show everybody how smart I am, and really that doesn't have the desired effect. So I would say, like, the more is less, be short and sweet, you know, is probably the thing we should focus on. Listen, as a student, I don't care if you're first year or third year, you know a ton, and that's fantastic. But having to actually really be careful and choose your words, and that's kind of another thing that Ignite Talk does too. You can't ramble. So thinking about it like that, approaching it like, listen, you got 15 seconds to give this answer. What is the most important thing you want to deliver? Deliver that and be done with it.
Yeah, those Ignites are funny. You know, what from a speaking perspective or even from a listener perspective, you think, yeah, 5 minutes, this is going to be really fast. Oh, yeah. And what's remarkable is how much story there can be in that. Yep. Like, there can be so much narrative in that. So, you know, you talked about the fact that, you know, I mean, you were literally a professional talker before. You come from this radio background. You go into PT school. I have to think, if the thing you're most confident about was your ability to talk to patients. So what I want to know is, from your school experience, from when you went out into the workforce and you, you know, you tried different jobs in different settings, did you have a memorable sort of patient experience that gave you a valuable lesson in terms of how you talk to patients?
Yeah, I do actually. It was for my first clinical, and she was a teacher. So she was coming in for a knee replacement right at the end of a school year, so she could kind of rehab all through the summer and then get back to, you know, being a teacher, being a gym teacher, PE teacher, actually, in the fall. And she was there for my very first day, my very first long-term clinical, and I had her through her course of therapy. So her last day was actually my last day. And I remember her just being, you're a lot more relaxed now than you were a month ago. And I attribute that to, number one, my CI just kind of, you know, blazing a good path, you know, kind of really being a good mentor. And at the same time, she slowly kind of backed off. You know, it's one thing to talk to a patient. It's another when you have someone looking over your shoulder. It's not easy, but as students, we have to. We have to be, you know, under the watchful eye of credentialed CIs. But it was a great compliment because we kind of bonded. And she was kind of making a comment from me over 12 weeks. And she's like, she was saying, I could see a change in you. You just seem more relaxed. You seem more confident. And that really helped because I guess I trusted her. I knew I felt like she was being honest. And that actually went a long way for me.
So when you got that feedback, were you able then to apply something to the next patient you met for the first time? In other words, like, that was a long experience. So by the end, you guys knew each other.
Right.
Were you able to, what was the thing you kept in your head then, when you met your next patient for the first time?
Because this first patient was so honest, I kind of just thought, well, if I could get, you know, she was brutally honest. She was kind of reminded me of, like, you know, my family members, you know, straight shooting, no filter. My idea, the thing that, like, made me feel the best from her was, if you're going to really give me an honest and true compliment and you really mean that, then okay, then I've got a good opportunity to have that with other patients now too. I'm equipped enough to deal with whatever is going to be put in front of me. So that actually, that helped a lot. So I really did appreciate that.
So I'm going to ask you a short question and then a long question. My short question is, in your Ignite speech, you started with, you know, there's this problem and we can solve it.
Yeah.
First, clarify for me what you think the problem is.
Oh, I think we focus on a lot of what we know and not enough in the delivery. You know, I think the delivery matters. And I think we have all this evidence, we have all this knowledge, even as students, again, you know more than you think. I think we need to focus on, hey, what will your, you know, plan of attack be? You know, how are you gonna deliver this? So I think it's just maybe even just being more attentive to the fact that communication is a big part.
So that obviously applies to the patient care, and but it also sets me up for what's going to be a really long or a short question with a long preamble. So, you know, we've talked about this before, certainly come up in your podcasts and all that. There's this common line of thinking in the physical therapy community, which is that physical therapy as a whole suffers from an awareness problem. Mm-hmm. And so usually whenever that conversation starts, it starts with somebody, often a PT or PTA or student, discovering or sharing a stat about how frustratingly underutilized physical therapist treatment is in so many situations where physical therapy could have a profound impact. And there are lots of those examples, right? Situations where people took drugs instead of going to physical therapy, had surgery instead of going to physical therapy, whatever the case is. And so we look at those and they're so frustrating because we know physical therapists can make an impact. But at the same time, there's a lot of public survey data out there that shows that the public has a very positive opinion about physical therapists and about physical therapy. And in many cases, they at least say they prefer the idea of physical therapy, say, to surgery or prescription drugs, even if that doesn't necessarily manifest itself in terms of what decisions they make, right? Mm-hmm. So you and I could obviously spend an hour talking about the reasons for that disconnect between a public that says, yeah, I believe physical therapy can work, and a public that basically doesn't use physical therapy as much as it could. And obviously that includes things like, patient access barriers, what insurance reimburses or doesn't reimburse, or covers and doesn't cover, I should say. It obviously includes ingrained cultural behaviors about how quickly we, reach for whatever's in the medicine cabinet versus something else, right? So that's a whole longer conversation. And as a related aside, and by the way, I told you there's going to be a long preamble. as a related aside, America's obesity epidemic is out there, and clearly it isn't the sole result of an awareness problem. Clearly, right. There are people who know I should eat healthy and I should exercise more. That doesn't mean they do it. But if we kind of, if we take those other things off the table and we look at it, PTs and PTAs, physical therapy in general, they're thought of positively. And so on the one hand, it's like, that's great. But there's a difference to be made there. And compared to something like direct access, on a day in, day out basis, that's hard for a PT, PTA or student to make a difference there.
Right.
Insurance coverage on a day to day basis, that's hard for them to make a difference there. But on a day-to-day basis, they can make an impact in terms of raising awareness, in mm-hmm. terms of telling people what they do. But, and this gets around to it, the question is, to your point, we seem to all collectively, whether you want to talk about individual PTs, whether you want to talk about areas of PT, such as, pediatrics versus, the association at large, we seem to struggle with clarifying exactly what that value is. And as you said, providing kind of enough data, but not so much data that we overwhelm people and the message is lost.
Right.
So all of that is set up to a very simple question, but a loaded one. Do you have an elevator speech for the value of what physical therapy is? You're a professional talker. You're right. A fast talker.
Right.
What do you have one?
Mine typically is branded on, I don't have like a standard one because of all those areas, pediatrics and neuro and ortho, all those different things would have a different speech. Like there isn't one for physical therapy. There can't because we're so vast. Inpatient, acute, outpatient, neuro. I mean, we can go everywhere.
Prevention, recovery, all that stuff.
Everything. So really I talked this morning to a guy I went to undergrad with, I haven't seen the guy in years. And he's a pretty good endurance athlete. I mean, I know the guy used to run 3-4 times a week in college when we were all hungover. This guy was working out, and now he's got knee issues. So my phone evaluation with my friend, and I'm going to follow up with a Skype session with him too, was, what are you doing in terms of, lower extremity strengthening? So I'm tailoring the talk. Really, it was about Kenny. He's not my patient, so I can say his name. It's about Kenny. It really was how does Jimmy solve Kenny's problem, or how can he help Kenny with his issue? And I think that's the best way to do it. I don't need anybody to necessarily know. And this kind of brings up do you start with, hi, I'm Jimmy, I'm a doctor of physical therapy. Instead, hey, I'm Jimmy, I'm here to listen, and I might have some insight into how you can benefit from what I might have learned, and I'll take a look. So I think the best way, and I talked about this on an episode a little while ago with a first year student who wound up accidentally interviewing me. I think you win, it's not a Super Bowl commercial. You win instance to instance, showing people what physical therapists to do or can do, because, as we know, if you have a great experience, you're hopefully going to tell someone about it. And, even my dad is like, I didn't know physical therapists, were in that setting when I bring up an interview I do on the show. I think it really is, it's got to be a person-to-person thing. And that's why I did like my talk, because it was, hey, let's just communicate a little better. And then maybe that interaction will cause your patient or the person that you met at the bus stop and you just, started up a conversation. They'll tell one more person. You can't buy advertising like that. If you did, you'd have to have an infinite budget. So I think that's where we win is let's use PTs are always known as having great personalities. Let's use that and realize that that's probably our best advertising as a field is, you know, person to person, consumer to consumer, and provider to patient is our best way.
Yeah. And teammate to teammate, you know, yeah. I will say, we'll share from, you know, being at APTA, this is, I mean, I'm closing in on 14 full years, and I've had a number of conversations with physical therapists where while they're talking to me about an awareness problem, say even in their own health setting, you can watch the light bulb go off where they realize, you know, it's not that they've obviously never talked to their physician peer or surgeon right. peer, whomever, about the value, but they maybe haven't talked about it all that much. And they sort of realize that there are still stones to be turned over there. There's more that can be said, and don't feel shy about it. Repetition is a big, big part of it.
Right. I mean, you know, and to your credit and to the APTA's credit, a lot of people give you guys heat. Well, it's the APTA's responsibility to do this, this, and this. I know you guys are doing it, but I'm telling you, a big impact does that, you know, provider to patient or person on the street, and then teammate to teammate, you know, PT to PT or PTA to PTA, whatever. That's our network is, I mean, what, we're 100,000 strong. That's a pretty big network to utilize if everybody was kind of, you know, speaking the same language to the public. That's a pretty big chunk of the American public, 100,000.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where, you know, Jason Bellamy, Vice President of Strategic Communications, says, yeah, that's my job. You know, that's my job. I feel that every day. I feel that responsibility every day. I want to make sure everybody knows what a great job all of you people do. But to your point, we don't have to be the only ones. You know, we don't have to be the only ones, not that we are, but sharing that message. And PTs, PTAs, and students should feel capable, proud, enabled, and encouraged to, you know, go out and try and make those connections.
Right. Yeah. I mean, anybody sitting there who might either pay their dues and then sit back and relax and say, well, I'm going to wait for this to help me and solve 100% of my problem, or the people who don't pay their dues and just saying, well, the APTA will figure it out and I'll just benefit from it because I'm a PT too. You know, you're both wrong. You know, you're part of the solution. And you got to be an active part. It's just like therapy. If you just show up and you sit back and relax and don't do anything, guess what? Nothing's going to happen. It won't.
Yeah. 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 So basically active communication and active therapy. So it's all good, right?
I'll be honest, like the more I've been in this field, and, you know, I've been a PT for a little over a year now, the more parallels I see from, you know, my time in communication and physical therapy. There's just so many parallels. And I think I honestly, I'm still here. You know, like I went all the way through school because I really do believe this profession has a ton to offer. And I think we're doing a great job. And I think we'll just get better. I think we'll continue to improve.
All right, man. Well, congratulations on surviving your Ignite.
Thank you, sir.
Want to thank our sponsors, Arias Medical Staff, and you can find out more information about how you can get a job anywhere in the U.S. doing the thing you want to do, which is this physical therapy thing, with Arias. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. And one common misconception that I want to get out of the way right away, it doesn't cost you anything. Yeah, they're not trying to get money out of you and then find you a job. They're just sitting there with a bunch of jobs, and you're sitting there wanting to go to different places and travel around and be a PT. Match made in heaven. Arias is the leader. They'll get it done for you. AURUSmedical.com. Paid travel and housing benefits, positions in all of the 50 states, a variety of different settings, plus Con Ed money too. That's a big question in travel physical therapy. Great way to see the country, and you can do it as a new grad, a seasoned professional. AURUSmedical.com. That's Arias. These guys have supported the show from the beginning, so we want to make sure you support them. And by the way, they're going to support you by getting you a job doing some PT. The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.